Well, hello there. My name is Martin Day, and this is The Ridiculousness, and this is episode 32.
R-I-T-I-C-U-L-O-U-S, The Ridiculousness with Martin Day.
Hey! There we go, it's all recording as well. It's brilliant. This is awesome.
I love your face.
Thanks, I love your face too. Oh, you mean my picture, I guess. The really shocked expression.
It looks like you're trying to deep throat.
That's what I was going for. Actually, when I took it, I was like, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a photo where it looks like I'm going to suck a massive dick.
I really want to open it in shitty paint and then like
draw a big fat cock going into it there. I think that's probably... Ah, that will work. That's gonna triple my output, I think. How are you doing though? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fucked off with Tesco's.
Fucking Tesco's. Have you still not received your shopping?
Nope. It was meant to come on Tuesday, and it didn't arrive. So I tweeted them. Yesterday. I sent an email on the first day. Didn't get a reply, so I tweeted them the next day. And then they said, okay, right, what we're going to do is we'll rearrange it for tomorrow between 8 and 9 a.m. Blah, blah, blah. Still hasn't arrived, so I tweeted them again, and they're looking into it at the moment to see what's happening. But I have no food. I have no milk. I have no bread.
Terrible. That's ridiculous. Outrageous.
I should have stuck with Sainsbury's.
You should have just stuck with Sainsbury's. Other supermarkets are available, though, of course. Don't forget that.
But I get Nectar points at Sainsbury's.
Yeah. There are many other places you get Nectar points, too. There's a whole Nectar.com, where it's got the A to Z of online shops. And if you go through that portal, you'll earn Nectar points on online shopping, too. That's how come I've got millions of fucking Nectar points. I haven't really got millions, I've got thousands. It's not really millions. Slight exaggeration. Oh, dear. So, fuck, like, do you not have, like, shops near you? Can you not just, like, go to a shop and...
Well, the thing is, like, the Tesco's is, like, a 10-minute walk from my house, but because it's, like, a big food shop, well, it's, like, 15 minutes. I don't really... It's, like, too much to carry
for
one person, because it's, like, a big shop. So, I was like, well, I'll just get it delivered. I got it delivered before. It was fine. No problem.
Well, yeah, I'm just talking about, like, the, you know, the basics. Like, if you need some milk, if you need some 10p noodles or whatever, get your fucking lazy ass out of the house.
Well, no, because I've already paid for milk that I haven't got yet. And also, because I've bought that shop, and now I don't actually have any other money.
Oh, no. I could probably wire you. Actually, no, I can't. I'm broke. Sorry.
Yeah. No, don't worry. It's fine. But. I've just been stealing my housemate's milk for coffee, but it's whole milk. I don't like whole milk.
Oh, no. Creamy coffees. Wow. I've actually got oat milk in my coffee at the moment. Wow. Oat milk's awesome.
I'm not a fan.
Oh, no. You tried it, didn't you? Yeah, you tried it. You came around my house and you tried my oat milk. Mm-hmm. I got some other milks yesterday. I got a Blue Diamond almond milk. I'm quite looking forward to trying that one. And I got a rice milk as well. I've been wanting to try rice milk for a while because apparently that's fucking delicious. But
I used to really like rice milk. I think it depends on the brand, though, because there are a few different brands and some of them are nicer than others.
I'm gonna go on a journey into the kitchen. What fucking brand is my rice milk? My fucking headset cable is massive, so I'm actually in the kitchen now, fucking checking this out. Oh, what fucking... Oh, it's Alpro. It's Alpro rice milk.
Oh, I haven't tried that one. It might be nice.
It's new. It says new on the front of it, so.
Ooh.
I know. I'm so excited. This is showing off, like, how fucking boring my life is. I get really excited about trying milk alternative products. How fucking sad am I? Oh, that's not very good, is it? Never mind. Aww. But anyway. How is your life going at the moment? How's your uni, your degree?
Oh, God. Well, life is awesome. I'm not feeling the work at the moment. My
clients
are due in 2 weeks on Monday, and I've barely made a start. So I'm going to be next 2 weeks having a lot of all-nighters, I think.
Yeah.
Just locking myself away. I'm probably going to have to block Facebook and other websites so I can get on with it.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're going to have to. You're going to have to lock yourself away from those things because procrastination kills creativity.
Yesterday, I just did loads of hardcore housework, partly because of I was procrastinating, partly because my grandparents are visiting today. So
that's exciting.
Panic cleaning. Not that the house was even a mess, you know, but it's like, oh, well, if there's any excuse to clean, like, surely the grandparents arriving as an excuse.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, even though it wasn't a mess, you know, you still got, like, dust around a little bit. You just got to, like,
get some... Yeah, I hoovered everywhere, hoovered the stairs and fucking cleaned the hob and all that shit.
Ooh. Are you lighting cigarettes there? Oh, I love that sound. Oh, lovely, beautiful. If you could play any musical instrument and you can only choose one, you can't have multiple musical instruments, you can only choose one, what musical instrument would you learn to play?
Oh, I can't just choose one. I'd say the piano, because piano is beautiful, but my fingers just, I couldn't even do an octave or whatever it's called. My fingers just aren't long enough.
Oh, isn't that eight keys at the same time?
Yeah.
Octave? Yeah, yeah. Oh, the fucking postman. What a prick. Why didn't you fucking come at a normal time, you twat? Oh, God, he's still outside. Please put more stuff through the door. Sorry.
You know what I had for breakfast this morning, which was awesome? I made porridge, right?
Yeah.
And I put frozen raspberries in it as it was cooking.
Oh, my God.
And cinnamon. So it went all, like, bright pink, which is awesome. And then I sprinkled sugar on the top, so it looked all pink and sparkly.
Wow. That's fucking awesome. Without the cinnamon, though, I'd probably take the cinnamon out of that, I think.
Oh, no, it was good.
I don't know. I'm not a massive fan of cinnamon, I've got to say. I, you know, light dustings of it. I'll have a light dusting. But some people, well, not necessarily people, but some companies, like, I fucking cover this shit in cinnamon. Get all the cinnamon you can in this. Gosh, a little bit more in. You can fit a little more bit of cinnamon on that. And it's very strong flavoured thing, the cinnamon.
Yeah, definitely. It can overpower things quite easily.
Yeah, yeah. So small quantities, I can handle cinnamon, that's all right. But, oh man, no, it's too overpowering for me. Oh man, that's some crazy noises coming from your end. Are you underwater?
No, but I am just... I'm just getting out some candles so my room smells smoky for when my grandparents get here, so I'm going to make it smell.
Oh, right, yes, yeah, Jesus Christ, you don't want a smoky room for your rentals.
I'm going to have to hide all my books and all my fucking sordid things.
Are you tidying up whilst doing a podcast?
I'm tidying up now, but I'm just...
This is fucking brilliant. Oh, I like this one. This is good. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. But yeah, so what's the coursework that you're doing at the moment then? What's the thing that you got handed in 2 weeks?
There's four things. One is for music publishing. So we have to basically pretend we're a publisher and we are acquiring a catalogue to exploit in the UK, an American catalogue. So we've got to value how much of an advance we'd buy it for. So we've got to work out the finances and justify it. It's really boring because I don't want to work in publishing at all. It sounds very confusing and kind of dull. So, yeah, there's that. And then we've also got entrepreneurial practice where we have to do a business plan with cash flow, profit and loss, fucking balance sheets, oh god, lots of numbers basically. Marketing sounds really fun. We've got to basically come up with a marketing plan for an artist. We can make it up. I've made mine up. She's a half black, half Korean rapper. I think I'm gonna call her Diamond Kush,
which is nice.
Queen of marijuana, but I think it sounds like a really cool name.
No, that is a really cool name. It's a really cool name. I like that a lot. Diamond Kush.
Yeah, I'm excited about getting on with that one. And then there's law and contracts, which is a bit dull, but it's kind of easy. It's just paraphrasing a lot of legal stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But for that, it's about setting up a limited company and talking about shares and how to legally set it up. And
yeah,
it's a bit dull.
This is crazy. This course really fucking it tests you in every format of like music, like industry that it could possibly throw at you.
But then applying business to music, so it kind of it's more fun than actual business, I think.
Yeah,
but yeah, pretty hardcore. It's like proper. It's not a Mickey course. It's
it's not a Mickey course. What does that mean?
Easy.
Oh, okay. Like, what are some of the easy? What do you think is an easy course then?
I don't know. Something like.
I don't know. Can you do a degree in Neighbours or something?
You probably could somewhere. But something like that, like just a really fucking easy shit.
I want to do a degree in Quantum Leap, the TV series from the late 80s, early 90s, because I know everything there is to know about that. I've got every single episode. I got the comic books. I even bought my girlfriend all of the actual books that they've written. They wrote books. Well, they didn't. It was other people. They commissioned other writers to write the books. But I've got all of those. I've got everything to do with Quantum Leap, I think, they possibly could have, I think. Yeah, so I either need to get on Mastermind, and my specialist subject is Quantum Leap on that, or go to a university where I can do a Quantum Leap degree. I think that would be good for me. But then what the fuck would I do with a Quantum Leap degree? What job am I going to get with that?
Oh, it's just something interesting, isn't it?
Ah, yeah, but a degree, doing a degree is supposed to set you up for the future. It's supposed to, you know, be that shortcut into the high-level jobs, isn't it? That's the whole point. Well, it certainly used to be. I don't know if it still is now. I've never been to university. Oh, my God, hang on a minute. I'm going to have to pause this for a second. I ordered a replacement bit for my vaporizer. And yeah, that just arrived in the post. I had to sign for it. Oh, wow. Sorry about that. I can only apologise. But yeah, that's going to be tidied up a little bit. I've actually managed to do some editing now. I'm a fully formed audio editor. I can do it. I know what I'm doing.
That's really cool.
It is. Because I was really scared about audio editing. I thought, you know, it's going to be a long, tedious job. Where you're sitting, it's not really at all. It's pretty simple. It just involves listening to the audio. I've actually listened to like a podcast like from start to finish now. I hadn't done that before. Once I've recorded them, that's it. I very rarely go back to it. But yeah, no, for this, like I actually had to listen start to finish because I needed to know all the little key points where this is what, you know, I want it to fucking all this bit where I was embarrassing myself, talking about rubbish that wasn't even funny, I'm cutting all that out, that's gone, stuff like that. And I can even edit on a stereo basis as well. If there's a sound on one of the channels that I want to take out, I've learned how to do that now as well. So, like, I don't know, there was a drink being poured in one of the podcasts previously, like really close to a microphone, so all you heard was the noise of the drink being poured. I managed to blanket that. I covered that up. I was really pleased with that. Really pleased. The finished product is brilliant. I love it. I was actually really happy with it. And yeah, it's fantastic. I'm an audio editor. So that's it now. That's another string to my bow. I can really take this one off now, I think. It's good stuff. I'm happy. What microphone are you using?
It's the microphone that's in my laptop.
Oh, I see, because you are going from sort of quite loud to kind of a little bit quiet on occasions.
Sorry about that.
That's all right, no problems. This is, you know, quite guerrilla podcasting still, really, isn't it? It's mm-hmm. all just amateur setups, but this is cool, fuck it. Now I've learned how to use Skype, now I know what I'm doing. I can do group podcasts with this one as well.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing. I actually know what I'm doing with Skype, well-ish. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. Like, right now, I could probably... I don't know if I could get it right now. It's probably best to do it before the call. But I could probably get other people into the conversation. I know what I'm doing with that. Yeah, but it just depends. We've got to get everyone online at the same time. That's what you have to do. And that's going to be a little bit tricky to organise, I think.
Yeah, it could be, but it's doable. Definitely.
It is doable. The other day, I think it was, what, 2 days ago, I was going through my Twitch TV app that I have on my phone. That's the it's a website where you can broadcast your games, you can live stream your video games or whatever you want, actually. It doesn't necessarily have to be video games. You can just live stream through this site. But I've got an app for my phone where I can just watch it over my phone because it's a little bit easier. I don't have to be around my computer all the time.
Yeah.
And when I was scrolling through the list of games, there was a fucking Mario Kart Wii channel. So I'm like, fucking hell, I want to watch somebody playing Mario Kart. This would be cool. So I clicked on it and it loaded it up and it said it was a free-for-all. At the bottom of the screen, he gave his friend code and he said, come in, join in my races, come and race with me. And I'm like, fucking brilliant. Awesome. I ran into the front room. I fired up my Wii for the first time in probably about 3 or 4 months. I can't remember the last time I played my Wii. But yeah, I've joined up and I managed to get online. I was live on the internet for like 5 or 10 minutes playing Mario Kart very fucking badly. Because it was, as I said, I haven't played for a while. I was a little bit rusty and they were all mostly fucking hardcore players. There was one, his name is Batnam, Batnam, Batnam. And man, I've raced against him before, like randomly online, and he's fucking hardcore. I swear he's a fucking hacker as well. I swear he's hacked it before. But
Do you know what, right? Sorry to change the subject,
that's all right.
but
It's good.
I'm really annoyed about this. I was meant to have a date last night, like a proper dinner date and everything, and I couldn't get hold of him because we'd sort of like said, yeah, that this is the day we're going to do, but we hadn't, and we decided where we were going. But we hadn't like finalized sort of plans, like, oh, where should we meet, what time, kind of thing. So I texted him earlier yesterday. I got no reply. So I was just a bit like, oh, whatever then. What
Sucks.
this will be. And then in the evening, he got back to me and was like, oh, I'm really sorry. Something about going having to go to his brother's or something. I was like, oh, I don't know. So I just sort of. I don't know whether to, because he said, do you want to meet up again? Like, arrange to meet up again. But I was really annoyed because, like, I was looking forward to
Yeah,
having.
going out to dinner, you know what I mean? It's nice.
Fuck, I've got to cook for myself now and everything.
Oh, poor Tanner. Rubbish. Like, I don't know, the guy sounds forgetful, so yeah, never mind. Maybe, you know, go out for dinner, try and go out for dinner again, but that's not a good start to, you know, a friendship, is it, really? No, it's not a good start. So yeah, you know, whatever. I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. And with my bad back, I shouldn't be throwing anybody, really. So, yeah. Where were you going to go out to dinner, though? You decided on the restaurant. Well, place. Where were you going to go?
It's an Italian restaurant called Olivo or Olivia or something in Guildford.
Oh, cool.
Like an independent restaurant, not like a chain.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. Is it like an expensive place or a medium place or like one of the cheap places?
I think it's like a mid sort of price. It's not like super pricey, but it's not like
Yeah.
mega cheap.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a nice sounds like a nice place. Olivio's. I'm gonna call it Olivio's. Sounds like a margarita. It's the spread, isn't it? There's a Olivio spread, isn't there?
Yeah.
Sweet. I fucking oh man. Beep. What was that? Are you messing
Oh,
around with your computer?
got an email.
Man, fucking emails. I get too many emails and I can't read them. So, yeah, I just don't look at it anymore. It just builds up. I only ever like check my emails when I've had to like change my password or something, or I've just signed up somewhere and they've sent me a confirmation email. So I just like sign in, click on that top one, and then sign out again. I never look at my emails. I'm terrible.
Sorry, I'm just writing an angry message to Tesco's because they've just told me that my order would have been cancelled and I should be refunded in 3 to 5 days, but that's not good enough. I want my fucking food or my money today.
Oh God. Wow. You're like fuming. I can actually hear the smoke streaming out from your ears. This is Holy shit, Tesco's are rubbish, right? Sainsbury's is way better. You'd never have had this customer service issues from Sainsbury's. That sucks though. What's the reason for them cancelling the order?
basically what happened, apparently, I think the driver went to the wrong address, because on their records, when they spoke to the driver to chase it up the other day, they said, there was no one with your name at that address. And I was like, well, I was in all day. Because I thought I'd missed it, because I woke up a little bit late. It was meant to be 8 till 9 in the morning. I woke up at 8:30, and I was like, oh, shit. But if you miss it, they're meant to leave a little card. And there was no card, so I was like, well, what the fuck? Then they said, oh, there was no one at that address with... But it's like, well, they must have gone to the wrong house then, because I was there, and I... You know, if they're saying that there was no one there with your name, then someone must have answered the door, whatever house they went to.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
They didn't miss it, and they just fucked it up.
Fucking, oh man, see, this is why I've never really trusted online deliveries. The last time I got online delivery, all the products that they sent me, the fresh ones, like, you know, potatoes, carrots and onions and all stuff like that, it had like use by dates for like either the next day or the day after. It would have really close use by dates
guarantee. I think it's like, depending on what kind of product it is, but like if it's bread, they'll say it's guaranteed to have at least 5 days life and stuff like that. So, you know.
Yeah, it didn't with me. We got a whole lot of shit stuff. So I've always said now, in the future, like, I'm going to get the fresh stuff, all the vegetables and stuff like that, and the milk, bread, anything like that. I'm going to get that myself, and I'll carry that back home. Tins, bottles, you know, anything that's, like, heavy, but that's, like, you know, lasts forever. It's not a problem with life on it. Fuck, yeah. I'm going to get that online. They can drive that shit to me. But the fresh stuff, I want to pick that myself. I want to look through the vegetables. I want to pick the nice-looking ones. I don't want the manky, horrible, fucking ninny-out-of-date ones that they've been sending me. Bloody pricks. Pisses me off. Urgh. I'm incensed with that. Supermarkets are... Well, the shit supermarkets are shit. Come to Sainsbury's. It's brilliant. You'll have the best time ever. I went to the Calcutta Sainsbury's. I've been going there to do my shopping. Do training recently. Because of my new job. I've had, you know, proper training to go into it now. I've been sent off and they've shown me, like, how to do it. It's fucking cool. The Calcott Sainsbury's is huge. It's fucking beautiful. When you go upstairs to the, like, the HR offices, you have to walk across this balcony. You go upstairs and then you have to walk across this long balcony, which just looks over the supermarket. Well, it's not. It's a hypermarket. That's what it's called. And you just see... Like, all of the fucking shelves laid out in front of you. Because you can see it from, like, up high and you're quite a little bit of a distance away. Like, you can't really see all the individual labels. All you can just see is blocks of colour from where all, like, the brands are just laid out and stuff. It's fucking... It looks really cool seeing all this stripy shopping laid out in front of you. I was really impressed by that. It was a fucking cool place. I've had a really good time. I've got one more day left of training and then that's it. I'm going back... Going back to my main office.
Oh.
So it's been cool. Again, like, I've just been dropped, like, in a situation where I don't know anybody, but I've got to get on with the people around me. Like, yeah. It's just like being born. But you're being born around people that are already fully formed, and, you know, you're so it's crazy. I've had to learn, like, you know, where the sensibilities lie. You know, because when you're around with certain people, like in an office environment, like the tone is dictated by the people that are in the office. If you've got like 3 or 4 people in there that all they like is tits and ass and that's all they really talk, you know, that's what the office is going to be like. If you get people in there that are all Christians and want to sit around and sing Kumbaya and whatever. Is that a song? That's the song, isn't it? Kumbaya? Yeah. No, that's definitely... The more I just said it there in my brain, I repeated it over and over again, the more ridiculous it just fucking sounded. I don't know what that is. But yeah, if you get, like, a whole bunch like that, like, you know what I mean? Me going in there and probably dropping paedophilia jokes probably isn't going to go down very well, you know what I mean? So I have to, like, learn the sensibilities of the office as well, the dynamic. It's really fucking cool, though. It's good. How's the email going? Are you...
I'm just tweeting them and I'm just saying how I'm definitely not going to be using Tesco Home Delivery again.
Yeah, have you added them in it as well? I'm gonna fucking retweet that. I'm gonna find it. This would be brilliant. Can I tell all the lovely listeners your Twitter handle? Can we do that, if that's all right?
Yeah,
it's at TannaLove, TannaHlove, at TannaLove. That's you, right?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's not coming up when I type it in. Oh, where are you? You're not here. I typed you in, you're not there.
Weird.
Isn't that weird? Yeah, no, when I'm typing him in there, you're not coming up there either. Oh, my Twitter's weird. I don't understand my Twitter.
What shall I hashtag as? I need to think of a good hashtag.
Tesco sucks. I don't know. I like to think of hashtags that have never been got before. I like to click on it and I'm the only one there. That's the way I like it. Oh, dear. I'm going to have to... Why can't I find you on Twitter? This sucks ass.
If you just type in my name, surely it will come up.
Oh, no, there you are. Yeah, no, it is at TannaLove. I don't know. When I typed you in the search bar, you just didn't come up at all. Fucking, it's me. I can't use the internet. Oh, dear. I like your tweets. I do read up on you. There's, because, like, I've kind of flooded my tweet reel, whatever, like, I don't know, the homepage. I've kind of flooded that by following too many people.
Yeah.
So I can't really see what's going on, like, as it happens. So, you know what I mean? I haven't got the time. If I leave Twitter for, like, 20 minutes, I come back and there's, like, 3,000 tweets that I've got to, like, it's like, fuck that, I'm not looking through all of those. So I've got, like, certain people that I go straight to their page and I just fucking, you know what I mean? I just read what they've said and stuff, you know what I mean? I don't bother looking at my homepage. All I have, really, is the connections, the interactions page open. So anytime anybody tweets at me or retweets me or favorites me or follows me, it appears there. I just look at there. Yeah. I don't look at main Twitter. Just the people I like. Yeah. And the people I like are the ones that have been on my podcast, really. And people have talked about my podcast. So, yeah, I always check up on them. Lovely. Lovely, lovely people. If you're a listener, you're probably one of the best types of people that could ever live, really. And I love all of them. Individually, I probably have favourites, I reckon. There's probably ones that I like more than others, but, you know, I do love all of them. Absolutely, unequivocally.
Your tweet was retweeted.
Yeah, your tweet was retweeted by The Ridiculousness. Yeah. They were really good, though. I was like, fucking, I'm having those. Brilliant. I'm going to favourite them as well, actually. Let's go back and favourite them. Yeah. There you are. What am I doing? Oh, I've got to go to your full profile. I suck at internets. I really do. I'm so bad. Like, I can, like, use it like a monkey would probably use it. You know what I mean? I can point and click at stuff and be like, there you go, that's that. But in terms of what's actually going on, I don't know what's going on. So, fuck. Yeah. So I'm lucky that this is actually recording. So I've had issues with that before. I've forgotten to press the record, but it's supposed to automatically start recording as the call starts, but there was one occasion it didn't.
Yeah.
And yeah, 20 minutes. I lost 20 minutes of a podcast. How unprofessional is that? Rubbish.
That is pretty bad. Oh, dear.
I know. I'm terrible.
Oh, sorry. I'm just really annoyed now. Like,
I know.
Gone and done my shopping, like, myself.
Like everybody else, really. Yeah.
But, you know, like, because it's easier to shop online, because then you can not overspend money, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's true, because it's there. It's, you know, it tells you the total as you're going along.
you know, so that's why I prefer it. And like I said, it's like heavy stuff that I don't really want to carry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'd have to fucking hire someone to help me carry it.
You have to hire somebody to... Oh, yes. Do you have a rucksack?
Not... Oh, it's broken. I do have a big one, but it's...
Oh.
It's fucked.
Oh, because yeah. That's what I use. When I'm going out and doing a big shop, if I plan ahead, I take the rucksack with me and I'll stick it all in that and I'll carry that. I'm dead good. I'm a pack horse, man. I might look like a 10-stone weakling, but I've got a bit of strength inside of me. I can carry heavy loads a long distance. I've started uploading episodes of The Ridiculousness onto YouTube now. I've created my own little YouTube channel.
I subscribed to it.
Did you? Oh,
yeah.
Sweet. I'm going to have a look at that then. Let's have a look. Oh, this is going to make me super happy. I love it when stuff like that happens. I've got more followers on bloody thing now as well. The cool. Thing. What thing? The Podomatic place where... Oh, fuck. Oh, no, that's me following them. Shit. See, I don't know how to use this bloody thing. It's all crazy. I don't understand what I'm doing. No, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't. Oh, I'm terrible. I don't know. No, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't find me. Oh, no, there we go. Well, no, because, yeah, that's it. I've clicked on, like, my subscribers bit, and, like, it just brings down a thing, and it's not... It doesn't really tell me anything. It just says six. I've got six subscribers, and that's it. I can't look at them individually. I don't know. But I've had 107 video views. It's coming up. Like, it's clicking over. It's good. It's good stuff. Oh, wow, I've actually earned 4 cents. I've earned 4 cents from adverts on one of the... Because I monetize them as well.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah. 4 cents.
It'll start adding up, hopefully.
Well, yeah, no, it's not really going to... Like, hopefully in the future, like, maybe 2 or 3 years' time, when... Because really, what I'm thinking about doing is just having this, like, as the standard. I'm gonna find a different place to... Like, get my own RSS feed, and then I can upload them, like, get them fed into iTunes myself, and then just upload it onto YouTube, really, and just have it through that, because it will reach a lot more people. There's a lot more people use YouTube than use Podomatic.com.
Yeah.
No offense to Podomatic, they're fucking brilliant. They allow you to set up a podcast for free. You can just post it there for free. You don't actually have to pay anything. And I keep on at you. You need to fucking start your own podcast. You know all these cool people. You can get them, drag them around your house for half an hour. You know what I mean? They don't have to be long ones. Like, well, I don't know. Mine are getting reasonably long now. You can just do them. When I first started, they were half an hour, my podcasts. Yeah. So, yeah, it's easy peasy to do them. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just huddle around your laptop, isn't it? That's, yeah.
Yeah, now I'm going to speak to a couple of people, see what they think.
That's cool, because I already follow you. I've been clamoring for your podcasts. I think it'd be brilliant. I'd listen to that.
Yay, one fan.
Hey, you got to start off somewhere.
Yeah.
Because when I started this, there was nobody. Nobody listened to it, and then word of mouth grew a little bit, and, like, I actually have... I've got two... Oh, no, I've got more fans. I've got fans. I have fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, people like me. That's really all this is for. It's just, you know, confirmation of how fucking cool and awesome I am. That's what it is. That's what I liked the most about this training thing that I went to at Calcutt Store. It was a really nice confirmation of how much I'd already learned.
Yeah.
In my job.
Yeah.
It was fucking brilliant. It confirmed with me that, you know, I know quite a lot about it already.
It's like when you if you write out a CV and you're like, oh wow, well on paper, like, I've actually done quite a bit, and
yeah.
So it's nice to have those little self achievements. It's good for you.
Yeah. absolutely. Oh man, I love those achievements. Because,
yeah.
You know, I've said before many times on this podcast, but I wasted so much time of my life just fucking around, not doing anything. And I don't know, it's frustrating. I never got the chance to do anything, so I'm doing it all now. I'm squeezing it all in my later years.
Well, they say life doesn't even start till you're 40, to be fair.
Well, that means, I don't know, my life started 20 years ago then. Coming up 60 this year, you know that, right?
Well, you look fabulous for 60.
I do, don't I? It's all the spunk that I rub onto my face. That's what it is. Keeps me looking super young.
Tell me that. They're like, oh yeah, it's good for you, but you think that's just because guys want to jizz on you, really.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's apparently, right, I was listening to this thing the other day, and they said that because, you know, it's sperm, like, they are trained, like, on a microscopic level, when they encounter a cell, they start trying to burrow into that cell.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they try and do. So, like, when you see, like, cum shots and it goes in the woman's eye...
Oh, no, it's happened
that's
to
why
me.
It fucking hurts so
it's
much.
It's really horrible.
Because it's not just, like, a reaction, like, oh, it's a bit of salt in there, oh, God, that stings. Those little fucking sperms are burrowing into the microcells of your eye.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
And whenever, if I ever get, like, jizz on me, right, not that I ever would, because I've never even had sex or anything.
Occasionally... flies
you know,
around.
If it does get on me, I'm like, all I can imagine is just the little sperms like wriggling around. I'm like, oh, they're on me.
get them off. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I've had jizz on me quite often. You know, I've got a lot of jizz and it flies out of me on occasions. You know, I've got to milk it out sometimes. And it's fucking... It's weird. I don't... like it. It's funky. I don't think it's a particularly good way of, like, you know, transmitting your, you know, your offspring or whatever. I don't know. It's gross. There's loads of things about the human race that just grosses me out. Like snot. Like all the stuff that builds up at the back of your throat. And oh my, all of it. It just grosses me out. I can't see it. And I think it's worse than what it is.
To kind of change the subject a bit, because we were talking about jizz, and I tell lots of these hilarious stories to my friend Tashi, and she was like, you should write a blog about all your sexcapades.
You should write a... Absolutely, absolutely.
I've got all these different guys on the go at the moment, kind of, and they've all got different names. Like, I don't use their real names when I talk about them. I give them nicknames. So I've got, like, Filthy Gin Lover, and... a hot cum face guy. Police officer.
Wow. Are these accurate nicknames or are they just made up? Like, the police officer, is he a police officer?
He's a part-time special constable. But he came over the other week in his uniform.
OMG.
I know, right?
Did he have a truncheon?
Not with him.
Oh, fuck.
I think he does have one.
Well, we all do, yeah.
But yeah, what other names are there? Oh, there's Massage Guy. Massage.
Wow.
So yeah, my friend reckons I should... Maybe this is what I should podcast about.
Maybe. I think this is good. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, like, no holds barred conversation. I think that's where it's at, really.
Real life sex.
Matt, would you have sex on a podcast?
No,
not with me, obviously. I'm not propositioning you. I don't want you to think that, but like with some... No, I don't think that's a good idea either, to be totally honest. I'd have a wank on a podcast, probably. I'd do that. I'd masturbate.
Anyway, like hearing sexy sounds is more arousing than watching it without sound, if that makes sense. But that's because I'm not a guy, and guys are really visual. They like to watch.
I can look at... Was that a burp?
No.
Okay, it sounded like a burp. I'll have to agree with that. It's a visual thing. It doesn't have to have sound. As long as I can see, like, a cock going into a fanny or a cock going into a mouth... That's about it, really. Or, like, I don't know, right? It's not... It's got to have a cock in it, and it's got to have a woman in it. That's about it, really, as far as my porn tastes go. I'm not really into anal. I don't understand why you'd want to do that in the first place. It's not really, you know what I mean? If, like,
if it didn't feel good, people wouldn't do it.
It's what, sorry?
If it didn't feel good, people wouldn't do it.
Well, I think they just get used to it.
Like, no.
I don't know.
No, do you know what? I've been reading this book, right, called Vagina.
Right. Sounds like a book. Vagina.
And it's really interesting. I've only read the first chapter, but I've learned that in women, basically the way when you like have sex or whatever, you know, you can have like women have different types of orgasm. And it's all to do with like, the nerve endings and where your pelvic nerves...
Which
the
area way you stimulate as well and the placement of the nerve. Yeah.
So in women, they're all different. So like some will get more fun from penetration, some from like external stimulation, some in their butt. I was like, wow, that's pretty interesting. Like every single woman is different, like snowflakes are, but men are pretty much uniform.
Yes, yeah, we are really. And basically, this is get hard, thrust somewhere, preferably moist, ejaculate. Fall asleep. Yeah. That's it, really. It's not making a guy come is automatic. Making a woman come is art. That's a talent.
Yeah.
That's quoting from films, though. That's not really my words. I didn't get that properly right, but that's Clerks. At the beginning of Clerks, they talk about oral sex. And then they talk about snowballing as well. That's good. You know what snowballing is?
I don't think I do, no.
You give a guy a blowjob, right, and he comes in your mouth, and then you spit it into his mouth.
Oh, lovely.
Snowballing.
Guys, into that?
Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be into a guy's mouth. Like, I've seen it, like, in porn videos where a guy will come in the woman's mouth, and then the woman spits it into another woman's mouth, and, like, they just keep feeding it backwards and forwards to themselves like they're baby birds or something. Fucking gross. That sickens me a little bit. I don't know if I like that. Yeah, it's weird.
How has this conversation got to this?
Oh, it's probably my fault. If you rewind, and it's probably my fault. I don't know. There was an incident I've talked about this before on the podcast, but there was an incident when I was young. That kind of put me on a weird kind of sexual kink from a very young age.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't really, and it has evolved from there. It's not like I am obsessed with sex. I don't think about it all the time. I think that's mellowed with age, certainly. But I don't know. Yeah, there was a thing that happened. I had access to hardcore pornography at quite a young age. So that blew my fucking mind, man. The age of 10, watching, like, hardcore sex. Fucking, yeah, what's that going to do to a kid's brain, right? You're not really supposed to be looking at that stuff at that age, I don't think, really.
Totally.
So, yeah. So, yeah, like, I do think I have an unhealthy interest in sex. But I'm not obsessed with it. Like, I have an unhealthy interest in viewing sex, I think. If you see what I mean. It's not like I want to have sex all the time. I've got to physically have sex all the time. It's nothing like that at all. But I think I do enjoy watching other people have sex. Like, in an unhealthy way. I think that's a bit of a problem. I don't know.
Yeah, it probably is, but you and every other guy in the world.
Yeah.
Who has access to the internet.
Yeah, well, even before, you get access to porn all over the place. All you got to do is go down to your fucking newsagents and buy a copy of Nuts magazine. Although it's softcore pornography, Nuts and Zoo magazine, that's porn. It's got no artistic merit, and it causes sexual thoughts. They've got ladies there all with their titties hanging out and stuff. All right, they've got their pants on. But there's loads of tits in that magazine.
Yeah.
Like, tits used to be kind of taboo. You know, the only place you could really see them was on Page 3 in the Sun. You know, or you get your top shelf magazines. That was it. Now, like, is there an age restriction on Nuts magazine? Could I send, like, a 10-year-old kid into a newsagent? And, like,
I think a 10-year-old kid wouldn't be able to buy it, but I reckon like a 14-year-old boy could probably get away with it. Like, which...
is there even an age restriction on it though? Do you have to be like 16 years old to buy Nuts magazine?
It's got to be 16, yeah.
Really? Oh, okay. I didn't know if that existed. I don't know. It's weird. Like, thing, you know, just general. Just as, you know, time has gone on, attitudes have changed so much. Just in the time when I've existed. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. I don't know. Like, certainly in America and other places, attitudes towards, you know, like cannabis and marijuana, like they're two separate things. They're the same. You know what I mean? Attitudes towards those have changed. I fucking want that here so badly. You've no idea. I want an area where, like, it's decriminalized. Like, you know, if you want to buy stuff, you can go to these shops and get it. I want it fucking...
Yeah, totally.
I want the same system like they've got in America. It would be brilliant. I suffer from, you know, problems that marijuana genuinely alleviates.
Yeah.
And I fucking want it so badly. That's going to be my mission, I think. To get proper legislation on the decriminalisation of marijuana for medical purposes, I think. Mm-hmm. That's what I should do. Because, you know, it does genuinely have medical properties. Certainly in hardcore, like, areas, like, you know, the Big C, fucking all stuff like that, you know what I mean? Alzheimer's, stuff like that. It has shown to have an effect. It alleviates symptoms. It's fucking cool. It allows people to eat where they couldn't eat before. It's, you know what I mean? It gives them an appetite back. Fucking brilliant. It's a fucking marvelous plant. It does 101 different things, all of them positive.
Yeah.
It's the best thing in the world. And the only reason that it's fucking illegal in the first place is because some guy had a fucking paper mill. He had all these paper mills, right? And he wanted to have his paper being sold. He didn't want hemp taking over, because hemp makes paper, and it makes way better paper than fucking trees do. And it makes rope better than cotton does. And it makes all these fucking things better than what their things, you know, originally do. So he said, well, there's this fucking craze, right? People are smoking marijuana, so make marijuana illegal. And in doing so, they made hemp illegal, because, you know, it's the same plant pretty much, you know, it's kind of, you know, they're like in the same family. So
yeah.
Oh, it's evil, and it still exists even today. Even today it still fucking exists. That stupid fucking, that was in the early fucking 1900s, man. And it fucking sickens me. It sickens me inside that still exists. Like, pisses me off. It's fucking fine. There's nothing really wrong with it. I think if you suffer from some kind of mental health problems, I wouldn't recommend smoking it.
No, and like it's like anything, like alcohol or like paracetamol or like aspirin. Like, certain people shouldn't take certain things because they'll react funnily to it. It's just, you know, it's one of those things. Everything has side effects for some people, but that. Why should it be illegal because of that?
Do you need to nip off?
Yeah.
Off you go then. We're gonna pick this back up. Come on then, off you go.
Right, I'm back.
Hooray! We're back in the room. You have expelled liquid out of your urethra, right?
Yeah.
Brilliant, yeah. Brilliant. Did you wash your hands?
No.
That's student living at its finest. Awesome, awesome. I don't know. We were talking about marijuana and the fact that it's still illegal even today. But I don't know. I do think it should be controlled. I don't think it should just be available. Like, anybody should be able to be like, hey, there you go, fucking flying my weed out there. Buy this, you know, get this, whatever. It does need to be controlled and regulated and whatever. And the tax would fucking make it hideously expensive. But I don't know. It would be better in the long run. I do think it would be better in the long run.
Yeah, no, I agree. I tried to have this conversation with my mum, though, and she's sort of, like, she knows people who've, like, really suffered from marijuana because of, like, mental health problems. And I was like, well, you know, people suffer from alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still legal, you know? Yeah, I think there does need to be a lot of thought into it and a lot of legislation.
Yeah,
but...
like because the only way, right, you would be able to get weed in this system is when you have a medical card. You have a card that says, I can take this stuff, and it's given to you by a doctor and whatever. And there should be controls in who gets these cards. If you go there, right, and the doctor goes, oh, well, you suffer from schizophrenia, I don't think this would be beneficial for you, so you're not getting a card. You know what I mean? I think that's probably the fucking way to do it. But then in Britain, we've got an inherently illegal sort of sense of mind. Like, in the black market sense, we don't like paying more for things than what we should.
No.
And I think even if it was legislated and it was decriminalized and, you know, it was there for medical purposes, you would still have people selling it illegally on a black market basis without the tax.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Without all of the bullshit administration but costs.
I think the majority of people... I don't know, because it's hard to say. Because, I mean, I talk about it as if everyone smokes it, but then my mum was like, no, Tanner, like, not that many people do. I was like, everyone does. But I think a lot of people who do smoke it would probably prefer to just be able to just go and get it. But yeah. I don't know, it depends. If some dodgy dealer down the road is more convenient and cheaper, then, yeah, they're going to go for that.
If it's still the same quality as well, though, that's the thing that's really going to open this market up, is the quality of the weed that you're getting.
Yeah.
Because if the quality's not there, people aren't going to buy it. And, oh, man, I don't know. We're going to Amsterdam again. We've got plans for that now. It's going to be in February. I'm really excited about that, because the mayor has lifted the legislation on it, because they were going to stop it. They were going to stop the selling it for tourists.
Yeah.
But the idea was, because they had, you know, when I was over there last time, they were talking about it, and they said that they have people coming from neighbouring countries, like driving over the border from, like, I don't know, I think... Well, whatever the countries are that border Amsterdam, well, the Netherlands. My geography is shit, so I don't know, unfortunately, because I'm an ignorant British person. But in the neighbouring countries, they drive over the border. They come to, like, well, Amsterdam and Rotterdam and all the... Because it's not just Amsterdam that it's you know, decriminalised in. There are other towns and cities in Holland where it's also the same deal. But, yeah, they were coming over and, like, loading up their fucking cars with all of this fucking high-quality weed and stuff, and then taking it back, just, like, driving it over the border. And then, you know, they said it's not for that. That's not why they're doing it. So, yeah, they wanted to stop that. And so they came up with the idea of no tourists could purchase weed. You have to be, a resident of Holland to be able to purchase it. But that's now... The mayor of Amsterdam has said it's on a... The government decided, because they had a change of government in Holland recently, and they said now it's onto a city basis. It's on a individually run basis. If they want to sell it to tourists, they can sell it to tourists. If they don't want to sell, you know, it's their decision. And the mayor of Amsterdam said that he didn't like that. So, it's still going to continue. The legend of Amsterdam is still going to continue. It's going to be brilliant. And we're going there. I can't wait. It's fucking exciting. There's things that I wanted to do that I didn't get a chance to do, so I'm going to be able to do them this time round. Yeah. Exciting times. Oh, really exciting. I love holidays. I don't really get the chance to go on, like, proper holidays, though. Like, even when I was a kid, I didn't really go on proper holidays, like, to sunny destinations or whatever. I've always wanted to do that, though.
Yeah. I'm going to... Holiday for ages.
Where would you go? Like, you have, like, money's no object.
Oh, I'd go to several places. I'd go and see...
You can only choose one. You can choose one place. That's it. You can't go anywhere else. Yeah?
Or go to... Oh, no, see, this isn't fair. I can't just choose one place.
You can only choose one place.
Somewhere hot.
That's what I said. Somewhere hot. Someone that's got a pool. I don't care for the rest of it.
Well, I can... drink cocktails all day and fucking sunbathe and just chill out and be warm and go dancing.
Oh, that'd be fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that'd be nice. Oh, yeah, no, I want one of those holidays as well. Definitely. But I'm going to go to Amsterdam, and then maybe, like, later on next year.
Yeah.
Go to a hot place. Because, as I've said, I've never really gone to a hot place before.
Have you not? Oh, it's the best.
When I was a kid, like, my parents took me on holiday then, but I don't really remember. Like, I've been once to, like, Spain.
Yeah.
And I swear I got... I know it might have been Mallorca. I don't know where that is. But,
I think it's Spain.
Yeah. And I got chicken pox.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that was a brilliant holiday. I remember sitting in the bath a lot because the water, like, was cool against my spotty skin. So, yeah. I don't know. So I've never really gone to, like, a hot place, like, as an adult. So, yeah, I want to do that in the future. But I need to save up money. That's the real, like, problem with all of this. I just need to get the money together. And that, you know, it's doable. Certainly doable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've got your grandparents coming over. What time are your grandparents coming over?
About an hour and a half to 2 hours.
So you're gonna have to, we're gonna have to wind this up then. Really, you gotta.
Yeah, because I need to tidy up a bit.
Yeah, tidy up and go out and get some milk because you know you're gonna have to offer them tea and stuff, right? You're gonna offer them a drink.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have to pop out to the shops. Awesome. Thank you very much for doing this, though. Awesome. It's fucking brilliant times. I don't think we actually fucking introduced you at the beginning. We just jumped straight into it. I was really excited. Yeah. It's good times. Good times. So, yeah, thank you very much for coming on. I love you. You're my bestest friend in the whole wide world.
And I'm just saying that because... I know you can't have favourites, although I know that I'm blatantly one of the favourites.
Oh, yeah. No, you're certainly in the top three.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, you're top three.
Who else is in the top three?
Oh, I can't give away those secrets. Sophie and Mark, probably.
Ah, how exciting. Cool. Well, yeah, it's been really cool chatting. I'll probably see you this weekend.
Yeah, fucking awesome times. Awesome times. Brilliant, brilliant. I always look forward to seeing you.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you too.
Cool beans. Cool beans. Awesome. Thank you very much. And yeah, let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.